Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. Wonderful to welcome you. Thank you for coming out on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. Gishmei Bracha.
It is.
So, this is not the final piece of our guest visit tomorrow morning, speaking in the academy to some of the students, Amir Sashem. But this has been a special treat for us as a kollel and a community to welcome Rabbi Yosef Berman, who didn't just serve as a shaliach for 3 years together with Moriah and their children, but has continued to support the kollel ever since then in a myriad of ways, both officially and unofficially in Israel. And so tonight is an opportunity for us to have more of an informal conversation. Over Shabbos there were Torah presentations, but tonight it's an opportunity to hear some reflections, some thoughts, in more of a conversational tone. I have a few questions, and we'll be happy to open it up for discussion. But really, it's an opportunity for us to get more of a window into how we can connect to Israel being far away, especially during a time when, at least for right now, if you don't have a first-degree relative, it's very difficult to actually get to Israel. So
it's not an excuse anymore. November 1st.
Well, I guess that'll be remains to be seen when we get there. So how do you want to get started in thinking and sharing with us how we can think about staying connected with Israel when we are...
I mentioned this a little bit over Shabbos, in our Torah. So, I'll repeat some of it. We say in Shmoneh Esre, three times a day, V'techezena einenu m'shulcha l'tzion b'rachamim. What does that mean, V'techezena einenu m'shulcha l'tzion? V'techezena einenu means like, we ask Hashem to, you know, we should see, help us see Yerushalayim, the redemption, m'shulcha l'tzion. It's kind of like we're asking Hashem, we're waiting for you, right? T'chazena einenu, we're ready. From Mitzat Sheni, we have in the Parsha yesterday, Avram Avinu says, right? It says about Avram Avinu, second Pasuk in the Parsha, Vayisa inav vayar. He lifted his eyes, he was active. So it's both things. Like Hashem, we ask for Hashem, come on, do your thing already. We're done with whatever's going on here. Bring us back. Mitzat Sheni needs to come from us. How can it come from us? So first, November 1st, you are welcomed. No one's going to block you out. Only third vaccine, and there's room. But, okay, it's complicated. It's difficult. It's not so pashut to just, of course not, just leave and make aliyah. But it starts much earlier. Speaking to Michael Glass 4 minutes ago, he tells me he got up from the couch in the middle of a Knicks game. Now I feel bad for him because I'm also a Knicks fan. He's interested in knowing if they beat Orlando Magic or not. He wants to know. I mean, the first step of what could we do to remain connected to Israel is wanting to know, to be interested, to follow stats. I mean, Michael Glass is in great shape, but he's not playing the game, right? Not anymore.
Hopefully one day.
One day. But you're still interested. You're still, when you're in New York, you hope to go to Madison Square Garden or to check the stats or to be involved, to show you're interested. And Avraham Avinu says, about Avraham Avinu, like, Sayin Abayal, he's searching for what's going on. There, oh, here, I have guests. He's active. That's being active, even though you're not on the court. Rav Reines, I mentioned him over Shabbos, founder of Mizrahi. I'll say again, his birthday this week.
182.
Perfect. 182. Says, Rak Bnei Yisrael need to make sure their thought and they're willing to return. Only then, v'techazen anenu. Only then, o chadash al tzion yair. Only then, Hashem, well, oh, you want it? You're knocking down my door? oh, I could hear that. I'll open the door. But we need to make sure we're knocking on the door. We're interested. So of course the best thing is to be on the court. But, okay. But we could still show we're interested, we care about, we're... Whatever it is, it could be something stupid, but it's not stupid. Going with a sweatshirt, I saw someone in Skokie the other day, Chevron Maz Uletamid, okay, about Chevron, this week's parsha, Chayei Sarah. That's a sweatshirt he chose to wear, not a Nick sweatshirt, it could be also great, but Chevron, it reminds himself that I want to be there. So staying connected, I think, is it's in your mind. How do you fall asleep? Do you fall asleep with checking your email, the stats of whatever it is, or Arutz Sheva, the app, and seeing what's going on? Oh, Naftali Bennett didn't respond to Vladimir Putin's call on Shabbos. Psh, that's pretty good. You're involved. You're interested. So I think it really starts where our mind is. What do we think about? What do we talk about to our children? Of course, the ultimate goal is being there, but there's a lot more to do before that.
So you're alluding to the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam provides this long process for us, even if we put, you know, some mishtadlos vayisa ina vayar, but ultimately Hashem is creating this process of geula. We need Him, eino lovado. This is a process that Chavetz Chaim already told us we were in. We're in the Ikfas of the Mashiach, Rav Kook, you know, at the Hakamas HaMedina. And yet, 73 years later, maybe we made some strides. Maybe we have now Yishai Ribo on the radio, but we're still not quite yet at Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Geula that we're striving for. So how do we in Chutz La'aretz, but interesting, maybe... interested to hear more, how do people think about this in Israel, the pace of the Hishtalshalos HaGeula, the slow pace. What would Rav Kook have said 100 years ago if you would have told him where we'd still be in 2021?
Honestly, I think it's a very fast pace. I mean, how old is this country? 225? What is it? Right? Around? Okay. It's okay. Could be much better. We're 73, and I think we're thriving. Really, I think there's a lot of downs. A lot. Too much. But listen, the fact that Medinat Yisrael were the first country to get into the vaccines, I think it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I think it's Ashgacha Pratit. I mean, it's also a little bit Bibi Netanyahu. But the fact that we got it, it's of course it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem saying, "You're leading the world. It's you're my bichol. You're my first. You're my chosen son. All the world is now in a crisis. This little country in the Middle East, that's the size of the shul plus maybe the backyard next door, got the vaccines first. I think it's hard to grasp. It's if we think about it in a second, I think it's a miracle. It's not a slow pace in my eyes. You mentioned Rav Kook. So Rav Kook, about Akedat Yitzchak, said, "How could he Avraham get such a niseyon? How could Hashem even try and give such a trial?" He said these words: "Vayachar advarim ha'ele." What's achar advarim ha'ele? Right, that Elohim yisa et Avraham, gave him this trial. Kol ma she'avar al oto tzadik miyom hi bar'o, it's in Olat Re'aya. Whatever happened to this tzadik, to Avraham Avinu, from the day he was created, ubeofen yoter klali, kol ma she'avar al kol ha'matzui kolo, whatever happened to the entire world, hu echsher likrat ha'me'ora, this occasion, and called it ha'me'ora ha'nora hazeh. It's a terrible occasion, we can't even imagine it. Hanoten tzura mafliya u'me'ira lechol ha'yakum, which enlightens all the universe, etc. And that's the reason it says Achar HaDvarim Ele, because now it's something that it contradicts everything you believe. It's Me'ora Nora. Avraham Avinu was raised, you know, Mahu Rachum Afatar Rachum, Mahu Chanun Afatar Chanun, to do Chesed, because Hashem does Chesed, whatever Hashem does it for the good, and now he gets a slap on his face, and he gets, now what do I do with this? There are downs. You You got a slap on your face. What could you do? And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of ma'asim noraim that happened in Israel. But the Gemara says, "Kol ha'omer David HaMelech chata eino ela to'eh." Meaning, when we read David about his sin, you're not reading it correctly. He didn't really chote. Mitzad sheni, it's a little strange to say David HaMelech did not sin. So I'm not going to go into the argument. Did it really happen? Didn't it happen? Is it more? We need to read it more in deeper eyes. We don't really understand. My focus is not about, but I think the Gemara is trying to say, it's not about the chet. It's about kol ha'omer. If you're saying, if you're focusing on the chet, you're missing out. You're talking about the negative. It happened, it didn't happen, it's David HaMelech, we can't judge him, we don't understand. It's not the issue. The issue is, why are you talking about the negative? David HaMelech did tshuva. Half of Tehillim is about David HaMelech crying to Hashem, forgive me, and he was able to collect himself and go on. It's about the tshuva. Why are you focusing on the downs? I think Rav Kook would say, we'll take two steps back and say, wow, it's only 73 years old. Only 73 years old. People in Israel are teenagers, are far, but are listening to Hanan ben Ari and Ishai Ribo. That is insane. Singing songs that are, and they understand the words, it's simple Hebrew. I feel like it's we're in the right direction. It's not slowing down. There are downs, okay, but I feel like it's moving fast.
So maybe you're alluding to it right now. What are the things that you can tell? What are the ways that you can sense that there is spiritual growth in general? If it's moving forward from a Ruchnius standpoint, how can you tell that in the general society, in the secular overall in the society, that it's moving forward?
I think it was like 11 years ago. I was in law school. I wrote this paper with a well-known professor about discriminating datiim. I'm a little bit into sports, and I thought it's not fair, it's discrimination, that in the Medina Yehudit, I'm not qualified, but I thought I could be, at the time, a basketball player. And I can't. Because I need a train on Shabbos. And if I was interested in soccer, bichlal, all the games are on Shabbos. And what about the crowd? I mean, it's the only day off. Sports is considered, it's in between necessary and not necessary things a person wants to. It's like, not like health or education, but it's not considered something you could avoid from a person to have. And Medina Yehudit, so many datim, I'm discriminated. I can't be part. So I wrote this long paper. It was also in the Supreme Court. At the end, judges didn't want to deal with it. Went back to Misrad HaPnim. Long story. We're not there today. The main soccer game is on Monday night. And if it's the two, not the best game, it would be two games on Sunday evening. And you see soccer play, we might make fun about it, but once, 10, 15 years ago, wasn't allowed a soccer player that would used to pick up his shirt and put it over his head after scoring a goal and saying Shema Yisrael, which we see occasionally, would get a yellow ticket. I mean, one more yellow ticket, he's out of the game. Today, it's so common. Like, I saw a game with my son, with Eitan, and I asked him, isn't he Arab, that soccer player? What's going on? He said, no, he just looked Arab. He's not Arab. But it's so, it's not only that you get a yellow ticket, it's a lot of soccer players do it. Basketball, I thought I'll be the first Dati basketball player in Israel. There are more than five that I could list now, the T basketball players in Israel. Okay, it's not, it's sports, how that, like, no, it is, because you're Chiloni, it's sports, it's not, but even those who are not connected want to be connected. We could say it's not important. Okay, this dati. I mean, he's not playing with a kippah, but he's dati. He declared, like, I'm shomer shabbos, I kasher, I put on tefillin every day. The team allows me not to practice on Shabbos. He said, I need dati. Now I'm not going to check on if he puts on tzitzis every day and what. He's dati, and he's able to play ball professionally. That came from the players. We weren't able to do it in the Supreme Court or in different with the government, but it came from the players. People are more connected. And I mentioned before, like Ishai Ribo and Hanan Ben Ari, I work half the week from Tel Aviv. Like, I come to the office, and now it's a little bit better because it became a little cooler outside, but I feel like sometimes in the beach, is it allowed to get dressed like that? I'm not so sure. That's inside the office. So people, mitzad echad, are very wow. But mitzad sheni, they listen to Ishai Ribo and Hanan Ben Ari. People are, I feel like maybe a little bit after COVID, are searching for more. They're still very far away, but they understand. They're looking for more. So I think the secular population in Israel is much less secular overall. Much more open to hear. It's much easier. The Chabad stand is busy 24/6 almost. You're right, there was a Knesset member that tried to write a paper, legislation that it shouldn't be allowed. Now, from Meretz, and she thought, if you're following a little Israeli politics, very left Chiloni party, and it's good for her next elections. And actually, it wasn't the Haredim or our population that... We didn't need to go against, because all the Chilonim in the Knesset, which are not Meretz, tell her, you're crazy? What's your problem? Like, putting on tefillin, what's going on here? We're a Jewish state. Now, that's amazing, talking about Rav Kook, your previous question. I think that's 20, 30 years ago, it would be only us, the Haredim, that would say, Atem anti-Yehudim. Now it's 115 Knesset members against 5 in that manner. Last year in COVID, we're stuck at home, and I blow the shofar. I had the honor to do it also in the shul a few times. And I tell, we live in an apartment building, and I tell the neighbors, the morning of Rosh Hashanah, I knocked on the doors, whoever wants to come, I'll blow 30 tkiot, tell me when you want. It was 10:30 in the morning, and I didn't bother to knock on the neighbor's door nearby, because I'm pretty sure he worked for the Mossad. I don't know what he does. A Russian guy that very never talks. I did say once good morning to him, and he did respond, and I went back home and told my wife Maria, he responded. But other than that, nothing to do with him, and I didn't bother. I felt like, leave him alone. And I sent a WhatsApp in the building's group, and he bemet didn't respond. Everyone said, yeah, perfect. I actually saw him 10 minutes before the shofar blowing, taking his car and driving away. So I said to myself, good, you didn't knock on his door. You didn't want to hear it. You know, I married Hashem one day. And I start at Kiyot, and I say the bracha, then I start the first kia. And I see this lady coming out with a baby. I didn't know she exists, from his apartment, from the door, and she's, in Hebrew we say megashderet, meaning in Moroccan, tears, like a fountain, like crazy. And I'm a little bit emotional, and I had to stop, and I was also crying, and Maria gave her a tissue and a bottle of water, and stopped for a few minutes, and I continued. And she told me the story after we were, maybe after half an hour, that week I completed the 30 tfiot. She said, Shetadalecha, you should know, that this year I had a fight with my, it's not her husband, they live together, whatever. I told him, Ashanani Utsalishmoat Kiyot Shofar. I want to hear Shofar this year. Maybe COVID situation, also searching for meaning, who knows what. And he said, Tehiyat Normalit. like, what ma shtuyot ele? You believe in that? Like, what's going on? He said, ani lo yodat ma. Yesh lanu yelet katan. We have a baby. Ani margisha mashu. Ma'az yesh li yelet. Since we have a baby, I want to hear the shofar. And he didn't tell her that I sent the message in the WhatsApp group. And she said, Ve'azra, and we had the fight, and he left the house, and you, a few minutes after, you started blowing the shofar, and I was so excited. She said, for 30 years, she said, I didn't hear shofar. Random story, random neighbor, I didn't even know, I never saw her. And I think it is, that's a secular population in Israel. Nothing to do with Judaism, but it's inside. It's inside, and ani rotza lishmo shofar. Really, when you dig inside, they want it. Now my goal is to get to him next year. So that's it.
In the general, like, Knesset Avira, because for those who don't know, Yosef has spent a lot of time in the last years, both formally working in the Knesset and now working for a firm that does lobbying in the Knesset. In the Knesset, can you sense any spirituality, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the Knesset that you've described in the past, the hot dog situation. So that's where there's leadership there, ostensibly, right? So that's where you might, I don't know, maybe because there's so much politics, but is this something that you can sense in the government also, where this is the case? Is there a sense?
I would say you shouldn't hear about it, because we are a little bit in touch. I'm not a big fan of the Prime Minister. The fact that he has a kippah on his head doesn't mean anything to me. But I am a big fan that he didn't pick up the phone to the President of Russia, because it's Shabbos. That means a lot. I could tell you that there are 4 Mincha minions in the Knesset. They are packed. I could tell you in a day that it's until the middle of the night, different votes or different hearings. There's a break. One of the Knesset members says, we need a 10-15 minute break. What's going on? We need a daven. Okay. In the middle of the night, also there's a few marv. They do it, they take a break. I mean, it's a Jewish state. I also mentioned on Shabbos, but you know what? I'll give you a different example about legislation. Now there's, when I'm here, they're finishing the piece of legislation. It's called making sure every rule has what's called a RIA paper. RIA stands for Regulatory Impact Assessment, meaning every paper needs to, every legislation needs to show that you checked other options, this is the right way to go, it's really needed, etc., etc. Now, beginning of the week, last week, there was in one of the committees a discussion, a hearing about different Knesset members trying to add more values. You need to check not only the costs, but also, let's say, human rights. Every legislation should make sure that you don't harm human rights, or someone suggested gender. Now, I texted one of the Knesset members, and I said, and he wasn't here. I said, you better go into the room, because it's going to a interesting place. And he went, and I didn't tell him what to say. He's not Dati. I'm in touch with him, he's not Dati. And he listened, and he said, and they repeated, and he said, gender, why not? Every regulation should check if it's aligned with, we're Medina Yehudit v'Demokratit. Why not Medina Yehudit? Every regulation should be aligned with Medina Yehudit. Does it fit our values? Now, he's very masorti, but he doesn't have a kippah on his head. And of course, everyone at, like, there was a whole discussion, and the chairman said, it's a valid point. It's Then they said, you know what, let's leave everything alone. Okay, we'll just check what we plan to. No gender, no Jewish state. You feel, also in the Knesset, people are like, for a lot of years, the aspect of Medina Yehudit v'Demokratit, the democracy aspect was very upfront. And the Judaism aspect was a little bit less. I think in the past, and that I give credit to, even though Netanyahu was so not Shomer Shabbos, but the Likud, people in the Likud party, most of them are very Masorti, very caring about it. They do care about Judaism, and they were in the high positions, and you could feel it, you could see it.
Switching topics a little bit, Aliyah. As someone who made Aliyah yourself, you're going to be qualified to talk about this.
I'm always embarrassed when you say that, because then people say, what? Yeah. Such bad English? I was 3 years old.
It's a big deal.
Don't really ask me.
So, then let's say the opposite. As somebody who grew up in Kedumim, in a very Israeli environment, and an Israeli high school, and an Israeli yeshiva, and now is involved in government from an Israeli perspective, how do you see Aliyah and the people who are coming from different places, especially from America, how are Olim affecting Israeli society in general?
I have an Ethiopian brother-in-law. I think it couldn't happen in any other place, almost. I mean, it does happen occasionally, but that's... I remember my sister, we were here when they got engaged. And my sister, like, I spoke to her, whatever. And she told me that she really... Like, I heard the anger in her voice. I said, Makara, like, why are you so... Like, should be happy. No, I'm angry because now in the Misibat Erusin, in the engagement party, some people came over to me and said, Kol HaKavod. Like, what Kol HaKavod? Ani me'ohevet v'netanel. So what if he's a little dark? Like, what's Kol HaKavod? It became very, like, normal. First of all, there's no, like, Sephardi Ashkenazi anymore. Everyone's together. Russian, American. Ethiopian, it's more, like, noticeable that you're maybe still a little bit different. But it's normal. It's normal. That's kibbutz garuyot. That's kabe shofar gadol echeruteinu, sanes lekabetz garuyoteinu. When my sister gets married to Ethiopian, now I won't lie, my parents did have a little bit, they checked a little bit before, with background, called a very well-known dayan that knows these situations. He's Jewish, right? Yes, that's it. That's what we need to know. And it's normal. Actually, there's Chag HaSigd. Heard of the Sigd? It's a Ethiopian Chag. That a national day in Israel, by law, I think it's Kaftet Cheshvan, 50 days after Yom Kippur. It's a whole thing, and you have to learn about it in school. Children have class about it. To learn about different culture. I mean, where it's not only... It's Kibbutz Garuyot. Ethiopian, it's an important day, and everyone learns about it. In the Knesset, there's a day, Yom HaSigd, and there's a whole day about... There's Yom HaAliyah. In the Knesset, of course, Zayin Cheshvan it was. So first of all, how did Aliyah affect diversity, first of all? Shivim Panim LaTorah, you could see it in Israel. Everyone brings his mistora, his manners, his minhagim. Of course it's good for Israel. I mean, I hope one day we could be better drivers. As much as more Olim from America come, that could help. A little less screaming in Rami Levy. Hey, achi, tavilita. Maybe that would stop. You should know when we...
Culture.
Yeah. You're probably the only one that likes that.
Flavor.
When we came back, first day, we landed Thursday, day after, Friday morning. Moriah went with my father-in-law to a supermarket. And he says, he looked at her. It was somewhere in Beit Shemesh, I forget what supermarket. And he's looking at her and he's terrified. They're going to go back. He sees her face, they're going to for sure go back. Oh no, why did I even bring her? She's looking at the cashier. She's looking at the people that working in the meat department, and she didn't notice that she like. But he said, "Your eyes were like, where are there little walkie talkies, asking politely, can someone?" So hopefully that would. I'm sorry, Oren, but I think most people prefer the. I could hear you. It's once in a while fun to go to the shuk, but when all the country.
I think it's right. I think it's right.
I like. I hear you.
I don't see it changing.
But I think Aliyah, it's pshita, kibbutz galuyot.
Maybe let's turn it to reverse for a second. You know, even though when you came here, you still had your grandmother, Aleha Shalom, she was living in New York, and you had family in New York, but this was the first substantial amount of time that you spent in Chutz Laaretz getting to know people in America. And I don't know if you had any thoughts about American Jews before, aside from your parents, but what did you learn about us as American Jews, Chicagoans, Chutz Laaretz, B'nai Chutz Laaretz, when you spent time getting to know us here?
Honestly, the first word that jumps up is Tzionot. Really. I have never been in such a exciting, uplifting Yom HaTzmaut celebration. First of all, I've never seen such an interest. I mean, I don't know too many other communities, but I know what's going on here. I'm not such a scholar. I learned a few years in Yerucham, but I felt like a celeb because I'm from this little country in the Middle East. Everyone wants to learn with me. Everyone wants to talk with me. Like, I'm walking in Skokie. I'm almost giving autographs to people. I felt like you're from Israel. It's I felt, wow. Shlomo Drapkin is asking me every other day questions in politics and what's going on, and I felt like, wow, I'm getting so much from Tzionut. People really care about Israel. That was a little, wow. I thought, okay, they live in America. No. 80-90% of the kids after high school go to Israel. So many people go to the army. First of all, Tzionut. I'll never forget in my life the bris of our son here. When we see pictures, when we think about it, I really have goosebumps. Like, it was mamish, family, having family away from family, being at home away from home. It was what the community did to us. We gained so much more than we gave. Like, I feel like I owe this community. Friendship. It's saying Hebrew, like, you can't take it for granted. Like, such a friendship, even 5 years after. People are in touch. People, when they visit Israel, they call. People, they have the Shalom Edah, but when the Rimmel tragedy, seeing the community, like, every. The unity, you notice, wow, what these people did here, and how it's hard to answer that question, but it's hard to put it in words. This community is really outstanding in friendship way, in the friendship. I learned Ahava Torah. Like, I thought I'm coming to teach a little Torah. I learned much more Torah than I taught. Parsha and Pizza Kids. Well, there were three kids. Today they're 60. My day there were all like 30, 40 kids just coming, right? Also getting Hershey kisses, but mainly coming in this weather in the middle of February to learn Torah. Yeah.
Before I give you a chance to share any concluding thoughts, happy to open it up to this wonderful group if anybody has any questions or inquiries. that they want to ask before we conclude.
Are they
deterred?
Are they stopped from? Are they delaying it?
I feel opposite. I feel right. I don't.
There's been an increase.
Yeah, I think the numbers are.
I feel.
23%.
I feel like people maybe had. First of all, simply, I think people that work notice. Okay, I just how it's working at me, and this dream could come true, and B. People like maybe took a few moments to think about their life. What it's kind of everyone, all the entire world got timeout. More than a 90-second timeout to think. Okay, I'm 45 years old, for instance. I have 4 children. Now, are we? Can we? The world is changing. Maybe. I feel like there's a wave of people. I live in Modi'in. I know 4 families that just came to Modi'in in the past year. I mean, I'm sure to Ranana, Efrat, or Yerushalayim, or wherever, like, only from the Skok community. I feel like Rav Kook would have been satisfied.
Any closing thoughts you want to share with us? It's been a special visit.
I'm almost speechless, really. I always say, like, this shichul changed our life. Like, personally for me, for Moriah, my wife, for the kids, it's connecting to, like, to Amisrael, like, and, you know, they teach you, they show you in shichut, like, you come, you, and you, a lot more the it's less than doing that, it's more than gaining so much of like we said, I said before, it's tzionut, friendship, etc. And it's such an amazing opportunity that we had. I mention again Tzipi Rimmel, alei shalom. She told us, we had a long conversation before he came on Shlichut. They're a big reason why we're here, because they had to convince us. We had all, maybe I don't know if you remember, but.
Well, first you said no.
Right. Went through all the whatever, and Rehran said yes, and then he was surprised to hear from me, no. I was towards finishing my internship, and kind of like, whatever, why am I doing this to myself? And literally, we didn't fall asleep the entire night. Why no? It's an opportunity. Maybe kids are young, we could do this. But it's crazy. But even Ben Gurion was crazy, right? You have to be crazy. Who would establish a state? Let's do this. Jump into the water. I call him in the morning, and he said, "I knew you'll call me back." So thanks again to Rebbe that waited another few hours before he moved on to the next couple. So Tzipi Rimmel told us, in order to succeed in shlichut, the key word is. Don't you say? Anava. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to like give nice presentations. Anava. You think you're coming to teach, you're coming to learn. So I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be back here for the weekend. And you think you brought me to Mechazik? No, you're Mechazik. I get Chizuk from being here. I get inspired for the devotion of the community, for how they care about Eretz Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, for Torah. It reminds me, wow. It's big. Thank you.
Well, on behalf of all of us, we could thank Moriah for letting you come.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a trooper for keeping an eye on the kids for the whole weekend.
Long list of targets.
Yes, I'm sure. I have no doubt about that. But